Penguin Random House Audio presents Lightning in Her Hands by Raquel Vasquez Gilliland. Read for you by Marcella Black. To Donna Cherry, who showed me the lightning in my hands. Here I will give you thunder, shatter your hearts with rain. Bell Hooks 5, Appalachian Elegy. Rather than being only a dangerous power, lightning is considered to be life-giving and engendering. Mary Ellen Miller and Carl Taub, An Illustrated Dictionary of the Gods and Symbols of Ancient Mexico and the Maya. Prologue. My great aunt Nadia says that our mother abandoned us the way winter comes to Cranberry, Virginia. Sudden, deep, leaving everything dusted with tiny splinters of frost. But Nadia is wrong. I was little, only 5 years old, and I awoke in the middle of the night knowing something was off. I wonder now if it was anything like Nadia's gift, knowing things she has no reason or right to know. Whatever it was, something told me Mama was in the kitchen and I needed to see her right away. I tiptoed downstairs in the only home I have ever known, even to this day. The two-story house Nadia bought the day she turned 40, with its strangely angled cupboards filled with books, and windows made of painted glass butterflies, and an attic that whistled in wind so loudly, it always sounded to me like the songs of ghosts. When I found Mama, she was surrounded with suitcases. In reality, there was no way she could have afforded more than two. But in my mind, she was in a spiral of Samsonite and Globetrotter luggage. Mama? I whispered. She whipped her head toward me with her hand on her heart. Querida, you scared me. I swallowed. What's going on? Are we going to Disney? Mama laughed softly. No, not today. She paused and tapped her fingernails on one of the suitcases. Today, Mama's going on a long adventure. Understand? I'm going to see some cool things, like real tall mountains with the snow on the tops, and a beach filled with rainbow glass. By then, I was already crying. I must have known what she was saying underneath all those pretty words. No, Mama, don't go. She wrapped an arm around me. No, no, don't cry, querida, or else you'll make me cry. I tried very hard to stop crying, but in my memory, my face remained wet with tears. Headlights shone in through the windows, and Mama jumped up. That's him, she said breathless. He's the one who's going to fix everything. She grabbed the handles to the suitcases and raced to the door. She winked at me. I won't be long, okay? Tell Nadia. She paused. Tell Nadia I left some stuff in my room. Extra diapers and the snacks you and Sage like. The fruit gummy things, okay? She was gone before I could respond, but I was on her heels, faster than the door could slam. I was always little. I ended up taller than my older sister Sage as an adult, but it took a while to get there. From the ages of babyhood to 19, I was so small. In pictures, I sometimes wondered how I didn't just fly away with all the wild weather I have faced in my life. That night, I feel like I might have flown a little. The wind was whipping against me, pushing my hair in my eyes. Lightning streaked across the sky, and rain. And then tiny drops of hail began to fall. What is this? Mama asked, turning toward me as she gestured to the sky. One moment before, all had been clear. The next, an entire thunderstorm swept down upon us as though someone had tapped a cosmic weather button. She took one look at me and knew where it had come from. Our gifts aren't supposed to come until around puberty. But something about my mommy breaking my heart that night. It made mine come early. Here, Mama said, bending down in front of me. The truck behind her was loud and impatient. I think the man inside revved the engine and I jumped. A crack of thunder made me jump again. "Don't worry," Mama said as I began to wail. "I could use this, right, Mamita? I only need just a tiny little..." And she took my hand and pinched me. The second she did, the storm went silent. The rain ceased. The only thing that remained of it was the tiniest bit of lightning in Mama's hand. That must sound ridiculous, I know, but she held a piece of light. My light. And it sizzled and glimmered, like she had plucked a slice of sun out of the sky. "You don't need this, do you?" she asked. I didn't even understand what she was asking, but I shook my head. Even at that age, I knew what she wanted me to say, and I wanted to make her happy. I wanted her to change her mind and stay with us. Stay with me. Mama kissed my nose. "Go inside, Teal." Then she rushed away. She shoved her suitcases in the back seat and hopped in the front of the truck. She disappeared completely into the black behind the headlights. I don't know if it was because of the lightning or because of her gift. When Mama didn't want to be seen, she simply would not be seen. Eventually, they drove away, and I watched until the greenish-yellow headlights rounded the end of the street. This is where my memory dissolves. I must have listened to her. I must have gone inside, to my warm bed, snuggled between Sage and Baby Sky. I must have, and yet I can't say for sure. What I do know, all these things I do remember, I've never told anyone, not even Nadia. But the night my mother left, it wasn't like winter. It was hot. The wind was hot against my teary eyes. The hail was hot against my skin. And in my mother's grasp was the white hot of lightning she pinched from the palm of my hand. And it burned. And burned. And burned. 1. WIBTA, if I asked my ex-best friend to be my plus one to my ex's wedding. Posted in r/AITAH by Teal Lightning 10 hours ago. My ex, M34, is getting married this weekend, and my date just bailed. I, 28F, really don't want to go alone. I want to ask my ex-best friend, M26, to be my plus one. But this ex-best friend stopped speaking to me a while back. My older sister says it's because he's in love with me and I've been leading him on for years and he's just trying to get over me. But there's no way. My sister just got engaged and now she looks at everything with hearts in her eyes. I miss him so much, though. I feel like if he came to the wedding with me, it's a win-win. I'm not alone and we can catch up and it would be just like old times. My younger sister says I would be the asshole if I did, because he would never be able to say no to me, and I need to let his broken heart heal. But he's dated a ton of women who are not me since I last talked with him. Clearly he's over his crush, if it was ever there to begin with, which it wasn't. Would I be the asshole if I asked him to the wedding? 12 comments. The Poopsmith. YTA. It's Holobitch 3S. You're the asshole. Just leave him alone. God, if he wanted to be friends with you, he would be speaking to you, RN. Shenanigans 007. NTA, nothing wrong with asking. What's the worst that could happen? Seriously, a girl can't ask a guy to a wedding anymore? Is that what this is? This world is seriously effed up, y'all. I can't even right now with this. Raspberry Lime Seltzer Water. Wait, you think it's a win-win because you wouldn't be alone and it would be... just like old times, when clearly something went down that must have hurt him and changed everything? You're the asshole. IAP 384-771-001. Hey, that's a good point. What actually happened last time you spoke to this dude? OP. Teal Lightning. Nothing. I was at the bar he was working at, and that's when I met my ex, actually. That was the night my ex and I first hooked up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?